Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello!
Hello, people of Earth!
People of Earth, welcome to the Hucklebug Nation. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. This is episode 718 of the Hucklebug. Bet, you may do the honors.
Well, it is correct. It is the perfect. We should be singing and dancing.
I'm telling you, should be.
7 + 1 = 8.
Is 8. That's
you
right.
You mark that on your paper, you'll get a big red check.
Yep, great big red check. A check plus. You'll get a check plus this week on your hand in.
But if you're our age and you get a big red check for that, you're probably pretty dumb. If you're seven, then it's fantastic.
No, my goodness. I think even a seven-year-old, if you're three, you must be like 7 + 1 = 8. Oh, yay. Good job. Yeah, good job. All right. Well, we're going to begin the show actually with a rip this week.
Yes.
I don't know how many people saw this, but not long after Thanksgiving, Alice Brock passed away, and she is the titular Alice of Alice's Restaurant.
Yes.
Which is, of course, a big Thanksgiving favorite of ours.
Of course. And I kind of knew this because I was watching the rips. Mm-hmm. They don't call them rips.
No, they don't call them the rips.
The deaths that CBS Sunday Morning does.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of came into it in the middle.
Okay.
But they were playing Alice's Restaurant in the background.
Oh, and you thought Arlo had died.
And I thought Arlo had died. But
right.
They kept showing all these people, like publishers and, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, why are they? Oh, it's Thanksgiving. That's why they're playing Alice's Restaurant. Then you told me that Alice herself, it's a song about Alice.
It's a song about Alice and the restaurant. It's actually not, she's barely in it, actually. There's very little about Alice in the actual song. It's mostly about the Group W bus, Bench.
Bench, yes.
So rest in peace, Alice Brock. She was 83 years old.
Yes.
She'd apparently been through some hard times.
Right.
In the last several
years. And
had
been sick in the last years. Yeah,
failing health. Money was something that was never important to her until all of a sudden she needed money for medical bills. But somebody did a GoFundMe for her and said, hey, everybody, Alice's Restaurant needs some money. And everybody pitched in. And
But I went out and kind of researched Alice.
Uh-huh.
And she tried to open up other restaurants after her restaurant.
Yes.
That all failed.
Yeah.
But then she went out and did what she loved, which was art.
Yes.
And became a painter and sold a lot of paintings. And that's great. But I have to say something. And Stens, I know you hate when I ask you this question because the answer is either yes or why do you ask me that?
What is it? I don't know what it is.
Have you seen the movie Alice's Restaurant?
I have seen the movie Alice's Restaurant.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever reacted that way when you've asked me that question.
Oh, no. Every time I ask you about a movie, those are your
About a movie. No, I feel like that's not true. But okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I make you feel that way, and I will watch that.
No, it's okay. I laugh about it. But when I went out to Google Alice and I looked at her, she looks so much like the woman who played Alice in Alice's Restaurant, the movie, that I actually was wondering, did she play Alice?
Did she?
And so I went to IMDb, but of course it was an actress named Pat Quinn. But okay. They look exactly alike.
Well, that's good.
By the way, Alice's Restaurant, the movie, is completely the song, but talk about weird. It's right up there with Deadhead Miles.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the movie.
It's just weird.
The song's better and shorter.
The song's better.
Shorter, but not that much.
And, you know, the fact, I think this is the 60s cosmic wonderfulness. The fact that if she had to pass, it was on Thanksgiving week.
I think that that's... I mean,
everything.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
That was meant to be.
A fine coincidence it was. Well, rest in peace, Alice. And, you know, we can still get anything we want. Except an Alice. So,
oh, and I also learned while Googling her that she and Ray divorced like the year after. You know, I was hoping they would be together forever, but
no. That's just not how things work anymore.
And not anymore.
Let's do some shout outs, shall we?
Roar! Okay.
We're starting on hucklebug.com.
Yep.
Where we have a shout out for Marla. She says, "I'm living in my cozy socks." We were talking about the cozy store at the mall, which is where I got my leggings. Marla got cozy socks. She says she can't wear them on our walks, but come over to watch TV or have coffee, and they're on. It's true. Everything is only $10 at I think it's shopjustcozy.com if you want to visit their online store. It's great stuff. I did unfortunately buy a pair of extra small leggings. That was an accident. I can't even get one leg into the much less two. So I got to return those.
I have to tell you, at one point, you know, as a big gal as I am, there was a point where I could actually buy leggings. This is back when leggings were worn at the Gap. And yeah. I loved them. I thought, I'm shopping at the Gap. I'm so cool. when I think about it now, maybe a toe would fit.
Our Gap just closed. We had a Gap in the mall, and they are no longer there. And I didn't even realize it. Marla also says, according to Google, B batteries were primarily used in older electronic devices like vacuum tube radios, which became
interesting. I never knew there were B batteries.
So there is, or there was, B-sized battery. Well, thank you, Marla, for clearing up that mystery. And she was like, I don't know why you didn't just Google it. I said, I didn't Google it because I was in the middle of recording a Hufflebug with Bette. So we're not going to stop and go, well, hang on a minute, Bette. Let me look up B batteries. But she also wants to know what's the reasoning behind the numbers and letters for the flatter round batteries. Well, why didn't you just Google that while you were on Google, Marla? No, I don't know. And I was going to say that, actually. More and more, I have more and more devices in my house that require these little watch sizes, these little flat round batteries. The watch size was, I've got a...
Oh, yeah. Watch batteries. Yeah,
like for your watch or... there's a couple of remote controls I have that take them, smaller little remote controls. I've got a little... got the little laser pointer that I tease the cats with. That's got a bunch of little round watch batteries in it as well. And those are a lot harder to find at the store as well.
I still say there should be one battery size only.
I agree with everything. I think that's the wave of the future. I think we should just be everything battery. I like this idea. Or everything should just be fucking rechargeable. Oh, can't
everything.
We just plug everything
the
in?
Battery. There you go.
The E battery. Perfect. Either the E battery or everything is just rechargeable, and I can just plug it into a USB port to charge it back up. That's the other thing that should happen.
One more thing, I'll take it.
And that's for you,
She says, "Bet you need to teach those boys how to make those eggs." We're talking deviled eggs.
Yeah.
I hope they came out to the car and carried them in for you. No, but someone else did, and we'll talk about that very soon. Molly later. They're lucky to have you for an aunt. Oh, thank you, Marla.
They are. Everybody.
And lucky. I'm lucky to have them.
It's true. Everybody's lucky to have each other. All right. Thank you, Marla, for that shout out. Now we'll vamoose over to the Facebook page under the episode where we have a shout out for Doug. A couple shout outs for Doug. We are the Doug.
We are the starter. And I have to say, can I take this?
Sure.
He posted a pic. And it says, "I've been laughing at this for a full hour." And when I looked at it on the comment, I kind of said, "What? Why?" But then I clicked on the link. And it's hilarious. And I laughed too.
It's a statue of a cat. And in the first picture, in the first picture, he's got a can of like, looks like Monster Energy drink or something, or it actually could be a beer can right by his foot. And then in the next picture, it is on the floor. Because that's what cats do, you guys. Even statue cats do it. Doug, we are the Doug, et cetera, et cetera. Doug says, oh, Tina, I'm so sorry. I should have been more clear. It's the multi-million-dollar newsreaders and national spokespersons who are hired because they lack regional accents, who swallow or disappear T's, and so much more. I love regional accents and dialects, U.S. and worldwide. Were it not for Brits and Aussies, I wouldn't be able to spell aluminum without spell check. Of course, they say aluminium in England. And he says, cheers.
And Tina replies, no problem, Doug.
No problem, Doug. Stand in the place where you
live, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to skip Doug.
You skip the next one, Doug. You just left a link. No, you just left a link to something I'm getting bet for Christmas. So don't be spoiling shit for me. But he does say, Happy Thanksgiving, Nation. Thank you, Dougie. And now we'll go up to the missive, where we have some more shout outs.
I got it. Should I go?
Yeah, it's Dishy One. You're so dishy. You probably think this shout out's about you.
And it is.
It's been a long time since we were able to sing that.
I'm so glad to hear from you.
Yeah, look at you. Look at your sweet face. Yeah, it's been a long time.
I know. She said, look, I made it to Facebook before you recorded. I hope you both enjoyed your Thanksgiving and are doing well.
Thank you, baby.
Yes. Mwah. And I hope you are as well.
Yes. Miss you a lot, Dishy One. Appreciate you. Our next shout out is for Tina. Stand in the place where you live,
et cetera.
She says, hey girls, I hope you both had a good Thanksgiving. Thank you. I did. She says, battling another storm here today. Seems to be one a week at the minute and at weekends. I noticed that. Of course, I watch English football on the TV on weekends. It was a bit stormy. And in fact, I think one game was canceled. The Merseyside Derby, I think, was canceled between Everton and Liverpool. Ooh. So that's how bad the weather is there. And she says, looking forward to listening in. XX, thank you. Mwah. Love to hear from you.
Yes.
And then our final couple shout outs this week are for Kelly.
She says, thanks for the Lyle and Harry and Willie recommendation. I just finished. Oh, man, I still haven't found it.
I know, I haven't either. It's called something Angels?
Angel something.
I'm looking it up.
Definitely hit all the Hallmark movie boxes.
Yeah.
I was hoping for more Harry singing, though.
Yeah.
Actually, she says signing.
He signed
the lyrics while he
was singing. Well, that's good, too. I didn't know he could do that.
I can't wait to hear about both your Thanksgivings were. Happy December to you both. Oh, thank you, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And she also says, oh, yeah, love the tagline. Sorry we missed all the before the recording gold. Yeah, this week I started early, although I'm not sure we said too much. But, yeah, the week before last, we were just ripping it up in here. It was so good. I'm sorry you guys missed it. But that's just how it goes sometimes.
There were shekels aplenty.
Yes, there were. Hopefully I have enough for a tag this week. I'm sure we have something. Well, we appreciate it. And we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for your shout outs. Always good to hear from y'all.
Love ya.
And now we shall move on with the rest of our show.
Yeah.
Beth has a movie.
I have a movie. And let me tell you people, this movie is just what it is. It's no biggie.
It's no biggie.
But it came from, there were five consecutive nights of my life this past week where I had insomnia to the point where I was never going to get rid of it.
God, I hate that.
Right. And so I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday around 4:15 when I knew I wasn't going to sleep before time to go to work. So I just, you know, started looking at channels. And there on a movie channel was a movie I'd heard of, had no idea what it was about. The High and the Mighty.
Oh, okay. I've heard of The High and the Mighty. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I didn't. I figured it was maybe a war movie or maybe a religious movie. I don't know. The High and the Mighty. So I thought,
Is it a Western?
Well, there's an old movie I can, you know, look at. And so I went out and it started up and it's neither. It is an airplane movie.
Oh, okay. The High. It's High.
Yeah. And I'll read on IMDb. It's very short. I'll read the synopsis.
Okay.
Which is, when a commercial airliner develops engine problems on a trans-Pacific flight and the pilot loses his nerve, it's up to the washed-up co-pilot to bring the plane in safely.
Okay, so it's an air disaster film.
Exactly.
Okay.
Before airport or airplane.
But after after 0 hour, which is the one that airplanes based on.
Well, it was in color, so maybe 0 hour did become.
I think 0 hour was like 48. What year was High and the Mighty?
Doesn't say. I thought it was 55, but I don't see the on the page. I don't see the year.
That's okay. Anyway.
But anyway, the washed up co-pilot is no less a person than John Wayne.
Oh, John Wayne, yes. He's famously playing washed up characters.
But the pilot who loses his nerve is Robert Stack.
Ooh, all right. Excellent.
Who, of course, was in the movie Airplane.
That's good
casting.
Who plays
the guy with all the nerve who gets...
Yes, he plays the guy who talks in the pilot who's lost his nerve. That's great. That's great casting. I never realized that.
And so, but I didn't know that he was going to lose his nerve, you know, when the movie started. But, you know, I was watching and all of these people are coming in and they're getting on the plane. And of course, they all have their own personal stories to tell.
Yes.
And all I could think of, well, especially when I saw Robert Stack, was Airplane. it's a complete drama, but all the while it kind of made me laugh.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. They have a lot of drama. John Wayne lands the plane. They all get there okay.
I was going to say, I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but I have a feeling they're going to land safely.
Right. No one dies.
It's the 1950s. It's not going to end poorly.
Everybody's personal story ends up well. But it's just, it is what it is. I watched it, you know, because I had nothing else to do except twiddle my thumbs for 2 hours.
Sure.
But The High and the Mighty, I've now seen it.
All right, there you go. Now you've seen it.
And I think that is why the Zucker brothers cast Robert Stack in that
role. I think so, too.
In Airplane.
I think you're right. You've seen 0 Hour, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So Zero Hour is the movie that Airplane's based on. It's a lot of the dialogue is word for word the exact same. It's amazing. If you've never seen 0 Hour, seek it out. It's hilarious.
In fact, I actually think, if I'm not mistaken, that the exact line, "We have to find someone who can fly a plane, but not only had fish for
dinner." Yeah, did not have the fish for dinner or whatever it is. Yeah, it is. That's one of the lines. There's also, I'm fairly certain one of the guys says, "I picked the wrong week to stop drinking." I'm pretty sure that line's in there too.
Yeah. My sauerkraut band friend, Russell, gave me a DVD of that movie to watch.
It's amazing. Great. It's amazing. 0 Hour. So much fun. But I imagine The High and the Mighty is fun.
Better than The High and the Mighty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. I have a binge watch. Mm-hmm. I haven't finished binging it yet, but I'm going to this weekend. It's interesting. On Netflix, it said it is in a bingeable 4 hours. It's under 4 hours from start to finish. Okay. It's a limited series on Netflix. Are you ready for the title? Because it's really long and I'm a little sorry that I did this to myself because it means I have to put the title in the description for the episode.
Oh dear.
The show is called "The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window."
Oh my gosh.
And it stars Kristen Bell.
Oh, well, can't go wrong there.
I know, we love it. Although I don't like her hair in it. It looks like a shitty wig. I don't think it is. She's just got bangs. I don't like it. Her hair is not right. It's not right. But it's, she plays, oh, shoot. I planned to have the little Netflix recap available to read, and I didn't remember to put it up. But she plays a woman. She plays a woman who a few years ago lost her daughter. Her daughter was, I think, only 9 years old. And she died. I don't know. At this point, I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I've only watched the first 4 episodes. It's 8 episodes total, but they're only a half hour each. She lost her daughter. So she's withdrawn into herself. Basically, all she does is sit in her house and drink wine all day and look out the window and make up stories about the people who are nearby. And she has a very rich inner life and a vivid imagination, which I appreciate because I also have a vivid imagination. And I like to look out the window at my neighbors and make up outlandish stories about them as well. So I was, you know, I was feeling it. A man moves in across the street with a young daughter. She finds out that the man's wife has passed away, and she's thinking, you know, maybe we can be simpatico, we can be friends. But because this woman drinks constantly and is also on medication for all of her emotional trauma and so forth.
Oh, that's a good combo.
You're never really sure if what she's just seen actually happened or whether it didn't, which is great. And it's really hard to define the genre. It's, I guess, a mystery because she's trying to figure out what she's seen and I don't want to tell you too much about, you know, all of the who all the different people are and what the different things that are going on, because you want to watch it and discover it for yourself, of course.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to know what's real, what isn't real. Kristen Bell, of course, is wonderful. It's got elements of mystery to it. It's got elements of drama, psychological drama, but it's also really funny. Like there's like just like wacky shit that happens. And sometimes you're watching, you're going, oh, this is obviously not real. This part that she's talking about is obviously something she's fantasizing. But then it just keeps going on. You're like, oh, maybe not. Maybe this is actually happening. Oh, really? And so it's I'm actually really interested to see how it ends, to find out. I'm hoping that by the time we get to the end, we'll know what is real and what is not.
Wow.
But it's quite good.
You know, Stens, I've been remiss because I have not started the other Kristen Bell thing about her and the rabbi.
Oh, yeah.
I know I need to watch.
Yeah, that one was good, too.
I haven't started it. So now, which should I start with?
Well, you know what? The woman in the house across the street from the girl in the window is much shorter. It's a longer title. But it's much shorter.
Short is good.
Like I said, you can binge the whole show in under 4 hours, or you can do what I did and do half of it in 2 hours and then save the other half for the next day, which is what I have done. I did plan to try to get back to it this morning, but instead I had a whole other thing happened and so I wasn't able to get to it today, but tomorrow or maybe tonight I will watch the rest of it. It's quite good, and I do recommend it highly. Again, it's called The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window, and it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Thumbs up. Yeah, thumbs up. What you got? You got a highlight.
I have a highlight.
I want to hear about the highlight.
And the best part of this highlight of the week is because it comes from a low light of the week.
Now, I like that. I love that you're starting to find highlights in your low lights as opposed to the other way around.
Well, I didn't find it. It happened to me.
It happened. But, right. I get you.
I had nothing to do with it. I haven't mentioned this this year to you or to the listeners, but I know I have talked about this because we've done it for, I'm trying to think, 2 or 3 years. I think it's only 2. But every Christmas season since they started it 2 or 3 years ago, the Palisades, which is a restaurant in the middle of nowhere that our family adores.
Yes.
Has several weekends where they have the Christmas tea. Yes. And I think I've even posted pictures on Facebook of us. The first one, Allie couldn't come to, Allison. It was just me, Pat, and Terry. And it was a great girls' gathering.
Yes, I remember.
And then
hearing
the next one, or the next two, Allison came to.
Excellent.
And it's just such a blast. It is so nice and genteel. And the food and the tea are great. And we love it. And so this year, the time came. And so we were all kind of texting each other to see who could coordinate this day or that day. You know, I can't do this. I can't do that. You know me, I can do any, I can do any Saturday. But we left it too late. And when Pat called for the reservations, they said, sorry, we're full up that day. But we'll put you on a wait list. You know, if we have a cancellation, you'll be taken in. And so we just kind of resigned ourselves to the fact that maybe we could go somewhere else and, you know, have a lunch or something.
Yeah.
But nobody is going to cancel the Christmas tea once you've got reservations.
Yeah.
Well, this week, the beginning of this week, we got a call from Shayna, who owns the Palisades. Mm-hmm. We've gotten into the holiday tea.
Yay!
There was a cancellation. And so next Saturday, when we talk next Saturday, I will tell you all about it. But we are just over the moon that the four of us are now going to go out again.
Yay!
For the holiday tea. I cannot wait.
Oh, I'm so excited. Hooray.
All right.
What's that noise?
It's my phone.
I thought it was your phone.
Who in the hell is calling me? I know it's spam. I'm
trying to do the Hucklebug.
Oh, no, it's my cleaning pad. But, I'll call her back.
I have a Thanksgiving recap.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about it for too much. It was a long trip. Here's the key takeaway. I didn't pack any pants. I didn't put any pairs of pants in my suitcase. Tina, when I say pants, I mean trousers. I don't mean underwear.
Or
I had lots of underwear.
Forgetting or...
I just forgot. Like I put, you know, and I always have, of course, I'm me, so I always have a packing list. But my packing list is always stuff like, you know, remember to bring your earbuds, remember to bring your night guard, remember to bring, you know, your shampoo. It's never don't forget to bring pants.
Because
what kind of idiot doesn't remember to bring pants? But it's me. Apparently it's me. The funny thing is that I brought like 30 shirts, which is crazy. I was there for 4 days. I seriously brought like 7 or 8 shirts and no pants. No, I didn't bring any pants. So I had the jeans that I wore on my drive and that's it. And then I had a pair of pajama pants.
Well, jeans last forever. I mean,
jeans
really
do last forever. And my sister gave me a pair of sweatpants. So it was fine, you know. It wasn't a big deal, but it was just the goofiest thing I've ever done. Or it's up there anyway with the goofiest shit I've ever done. But it was a nice Thanksgiving. It was unusual for me. I'm used to being in charge at Thanksgiving, and I'm okay with being relieved of duty. But what I wasn't expecting was to get ordered around, and I got ordered around this year, which was unusual.
Either sister or everybody?
Yes, no, by my sister. That's just how she talks to people. Mm. Or it's how she talks to me anyway. I assume it's how she talks to everyone.
I get it.
She's just, you know, that's just, she doesn't say, can you please hand me? She goes, give me that. You know, it's just things like that. So there was a lot of that. But it was fun to see everybody. It was a lovely Thanksgiving and, you know, and I got to stay at the hotel this year, which was also really nice. Because when it got to be too much, it had to be too loud, or I was getting too tired, I didn't have to say, hey, can everybody go home? I could just go, well, you guys, the cats have got to be wondering what I'm up to, so I'm going to go back and see how they're doing.
That's perfection.
Yeah. So it was nice. It was nice to have, you know, my own little hotel room to kind of decompress when things got to be too much. But it was also just lovely seeing everybody and hanging out and spending the holiday.
Yeah. Well, I'll say a couple of things about my Thanksgiving.
Sure.
And this should be a you rule, but I'll just put it here since we're talking about it.
Sure.
My family rocks. That's all I can say.
Of course.
Because, well, Charlie, my friend, my sister-in-law, Charlie.
Yes.
Took it upon herself to get my deviled eggs to the
That's
car
right.
and get me there. And she said, don't worry about it. We'll get you in the house. You know, I'm worried about steps and places I've never been to before.
Right.
Which I've never been to Taylor and Allison's.
That's
and
right.
she said, we'll get you in there. And so we got there.
And you did great.
No, I didn't.
Well, at first you did. You forgot your training with the going up the steps, but you figured it out.
Exactly. But I didn't make as big a fool of myself as I've made in the past. So
you don't,
that's a victory.
Yes.
And Taylor and Allison were there to greet me. And we went in and we had fun. And I love my family. And it was great. It was great. We watched the dog show, you know, the national dog show.
We didn't see. This is the other problem with Stacey being there. The dog show was not on television. There was no dog show.
Oh, no. Well, the pug won, so on that, you know, I don't like pugs. I'm sorry. I don't.
Aww.
I just don't.
I like pugs.
But
all dogs
lovely.
Are good dogs.
There was a lot of laughing.
Yes.
Storytelling. There were two people there. Another thing I was nervous about. There were two people there I'd never met. Allison's uncle and aunt, Rick and Gail. The loveliest people ever. And they had just lost their dog. And so they wanted to show me pictures of her on the phone. And I was happy to look. And then I said, can I show you the dog that I've lost recently? And they said, of course. And so I showed him Milo. And so, of course, we bonded immediately. So it was full of love. It was just full of love.
Oh, good. That's what it should be. That's exactly what Thanksgiving's for.
And good food. And yes. Allison did it all except those eggs, which I thought had a little too much vinegar in them. I was really worried, but everybody seemed to like them.
I'm sure they were wonderful. Did you see? I know I shooed you away from Doug's comment, but he did recommend a dash of Worcestershire sauce or liquid smoke. I'm sure you already use Worcestershire.
I have never, ever. My deviled egg recipe is pure.
It's pure. There's no Worcestershire. Wait,
the yolk.
There's no Worcestershire in your deviled eggs?
No.
Wow.
My deviled eggs, and people seem to love them, are the yolks, a little white vinegar, Dijon mustard, mayonnaise. Stir them together. Keep tasting
that sounds good
until
too.
They get there. And then just top them with an olive and some paprika.
All right. There you go. I hold the olive on mine, though.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not an olive fan.
You can pick yours off. It's okay.
Yeah, I'll just pick it off. It's fine. Put it on my finger. You have another thing, though, right?
Oh, well, I have a thing. I called it happy, embarrassed.
We don't know what she is. She's either happy or she's embarrassed. Or maybe
some
other word we haven't thought of yet.
Happy. Our timer just went off.
Oh, mine went off. That's so weird. Mine went off like 4 minutes ago.
Oh, dear.
They don't sync up. I don't know why that. They're really far off from each other. Anyway, you go on.
But on my outline, it's actually called Could It Be? But it is happy, embarrassed.
Happy, embarrassed.
I think I'm actually finished with Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. You're so far ahead of me.
Which is unbelievable. I'm always bringing up the rear. Freaking out. What am I going to do?
You are.
What am I going to buy? What? How am I going to do it? What?
You must have concentrated on it, huh?
And so, no, I just started early and I found something. You know, I like, and there have been times, you know, I have mobility issues.
Yes.
But there have been times when I just thought I couldn't shop, so I just ordered gift cards. I split the Christmas Club four sure. ways
yeah.
For Taylor, Allison, Pat and Brian, and yeah. just give them gift cards. But my favorite thing is to give them gift cards, but also take other money and buy them something I can wrap.
You right.
know, and they can open as a gift.
Yeah.
And so, you know what it is. I can't tell. Cause
that's right. You can't tell. Listening. Don't. Shh.
So I ordered those early. They're all here. And good. Then I thought, okay, I've got everything ready. Now, what do I have to do? Well, I got to wrap them. Uh-huh. I've got to get a gift card.
Yes.
Gift cards with envelopes. For them and the other people in my life.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided, well, you know, I do everything else on the internet. Why not just order the wrapping paper, the bows,
everything? Yeah, everything, sure.
And so I have, and they're here.
Yay. All right. All you got to do is wrap it. Or have you wrapped already?
No, okay. I have not done that.
That's
but,
fine.
You know, I'm also
got lots
thinking,
of time for that.
You know, I'm such a lazy schlub. Maybe I should make myself go out to a store and buy wrapping paper and
no,
you know.
You don't have to.
But I didn't. It's all here yeah. and ready to go.
Good for you. I think happy is what you need to be. You don't need to be embarrassed. I'm crossing embarrassed out. You're just happy. Or I don't know. Maybe you feel embarrassed, but you needn't. No. That's all I should say. I have a what's up with that.
Yeah. What
we haven't done what's up with that for years on this show. And now here we've got two of them practically in a row. And it's possible that I have done this what's up with that before. But it struck me again while I was on my Thanksgiving drive. It's well, 8 hours to Dad's and 8 hours back. Why is it when I stop at a rest area on the freeway and this is true in Oregon. It is true in Washington. I believe it was true in California as well. Pretty much every place I've ever gone. When you pull in to the rest area, and, you know, there's just... I don't know what your rest areas are like there in Virginia, Bet. Uh-huh. I know that in New Jersey, rest areas on the Garden State Parkway are... There's a restaurant, and then there's like
okay.
a... On gas station.
On the West Virginia Turnpike, that's uh-huh. rest areas.
Okay.
Just in other places, it's a room,
just a bathroom.
A bathroom.
Yeah. A ladies' room, a men's room, you know, like a slightly covered area.
A place if you can take your dog.
Yep. Place to take your dog. If you're lucky, there's a vending
machine. A
picnic
table. Yeah.
Yep. A couple picnic tables usually, because who doesn't want a lovely picnic at the rest area?
At the bathroom. Yeah.
Right. But now why is it I pull in there and regardless of where I am in the state, it is always true. The men's room is always closer to the parking lot than the women's room. The women's room is always farther away. That's not safe. We are the ones who are more likely to get jumped than men. So it should be a shorter walk for us to get to the restroom, in my opinion. Why? They're all like that.
Oh,
every time I stop, and it happened today too. I went down to visit mom. When I came back, I had to stop at a rest area to go to the bathroom. And sure enough, I had to walk past the men's room and around to the back of the building to the trucker's side, which is even weirder because I know that there's more men truck drivers than there are women. I'm sure there's plenty of women truck drivers too, and they also should be safe. But there should be, it doesn't make sense to me. Why are they always farther away? They're always farther away.
Well, I have not experienced that at all. Here, the doors are parallel.
So they're right next to each other.
Right.
That's useful. That's more useful.
Yes.
But it's just screwy. It happens every...
Wow.
It happens often enough that I need to mention it on the Hucklebug, I guess.
And that's doubly stupid because women have more trouble, I think, holding theirs and walking to the restroom.
That's true, too. Plus,
men can just whip it out and pee.
Men can piss literally any place. They can pee in a bottle while they're still driving. Like, they don't even need to stop. And then when they get out, they can just piss in the trees if they want to. They don't have to go we not only have a harder time holding it, but we have a lot of other urgent business sometimes we have to carry on in the ladies' room. Make it harder for us and make us walk an extra 30 feet to get there is my point. Just dumb. All of them are screwed up. And I want to go. If I were on the state public works board, I would have this fixed everywhere up and down the state of Washington and Oregon, apparently. So anyway, that's my little, I guess it's more of a little rant than it was a what's up with that. Let's do your rules and hit the trail here.
Well, I have one new rule.
Okay. I also have one new rule.
And
go ahead. Oh,
okay. It is for my sister.
Okay.
And also boss, Pat.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because, you know, I'm kind of Dave Bowles' daughter. Mm-hmm. He was a workaholic who would never take a day off from work.
Oh, yes.
And so I knew that I still had a week's worth of vacation coming to me. And yes. It's now December.
Right.
And I was just sitting there. Exactly. Use it or lose it. And I was just sitting there thinking, I hate this year. I've got to get my days off.
Yes.
But there I was sitting there thinking, oh God, I'm going to ask her for days off. And she's going to get passive aggressive and say, well, you can have it, but, you know.
Right.
And so I finally plucked up my courage and I said, Pat, you know, I do still have a week off. And she said, yeah, I know. And I said, could you check what's left of the calendar and see if I could either take a week? I don't think I could take a whole week because there are two Tuesdays. I have to be at work. But if I could just take some days off, it'll make five. And she said, sure, what do you need?
Yeah.
Huh. And
that's easy.
How easy was that?
That's pretty easy,
and
isn't
so
it?
So I picked five days. I was trying not to do Mondays and Fridays exclusively because mm-hmm. Mondays and Fridays are normally busier days.
Sure.
So I picked a few days and I said, how about this? And I did get some Mondays and Fridays. And she said, fine, we'll mark those off. It was done. I don't know why I get so antsy about asking for a day off.
It's all right. It's all right. Well, congratulations on all your days off. And and Pat rules. Well, we have something of a theme here because I'm also giving my U rule this week to my sister for hosting an excellent Thanksgiving. It was her first.
Yay!
It wasn't her first time ever hosting a Thanksgiving. I'm sure she's been hosting Thanksgiving in New Jersey for her and her sons for the last several years.
Even though she might have been a bit of a
Bossy. She's just bossy. That's just how
she
is.
Like Bluey. Bluey can be a bit of a bossy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Bluey is bossy. Yes, she is old.
Okay, there you go. Older sister.
Maybe I am bingo also. You know that? Maybe I am also bingo. She just is bossy, and that doesn't have anything to do with Thanksgiving. That's just how she is.
Well, hosting Thanksgiving cannot be easy for anyone.
It's not easy for anybody. It hasn't been easy for me the last several years, and so I know it isn't easy for her, but she did a beautiful job. And, I mean, sure, both our turkeys were done 2 hours early, but, you know, that happens every Thanksgiving. So, you know, that's just her introduction to how Thanksgiving goes for us. We figure it's the easiest way to bring her into it is to point out to her, this happens every year. The turkey's always done 2 hours early. So it was fine. We had lovely cold turkey.
did it get the brand?
My nephew Gunner did the branding this year. It was his first year. It was his first Thanksgiving with us. That's my brother's son.
An honor. Okay.
Yeah. It was his first year with us, so he got to be do the branding. And I think who else? Somebody branded the other one. I can't remember who it was. It was one of the little boys, one of my cousin Stevie's boys, branded the other turkey. That one didn't work so well. But I don't think it was the kid's fault. I think just the turkey was probably too fucking cold because it had come out of the oven 2 hours ago. So, you know, what are you going to do? But, you know, the food was great and everybody had a good time. And that's the main thing. And she just a beautiful. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe how quickly she cleaned up. She was cleaning as we went and just constantly. But by the time I cleared my place from finishing eating, she had already done half the dishes. I mean, she just was a workhorse.
Oh, speaking of sisters, that sounds like mine. Of course, she didn't have to do that this year, but
yeah,
she is. And we all offered, you know, let us help you do this. Let's I've got this. We've always said,
You
know, 20 minutes, it's done.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is, I don't think Stacey really wanted to let anybody into her kitchen, because in years past, I'm not, like I say, I've been doing the heavy lifting for Thanksgiving the last couple of years. But yeah, when the meal's over, it's somebody else's turn to take over. Right. Everybody's like, okay, Danny, you're up. Do the dishes.
As should be.
And not Stacey. Yeah. Stacey's like, no, everybody out of the kitchen. I'm taking care of this. We'll be done in a minute. Just go watch football. So that's what we did. And she got it all done. So more power to her. Good job, Stace.
Yay.
Thanksgiving in Oregon. And that's our show this week, you guys. We're going to be back next week with another Hucklebug.
When you'll hear Stinny say,
Ergenbergen Flergenberger.
Can't wait for that one, people.
Be listening carefully next week and you'll hear me say that. Oh, no, that was just the first thing that came to my head. All right, gang. Thanks so much for listening to 718 of the Hucklebug. Until next time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to the Hucklebug. Bye, everybody. Bye.
We love you.
Love you.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
By the way, you know what I would like to see someday? I would like to see that actor, that's Matt Berry. I want to see him and Jack Black play like brothers that were separated at birth, twins that were separated at birth, and one grew up in England and one grew up in the USA. Make it happen. I think those two would be perfect together.
Write a treatment for that, Steve.
I'm going to.